Went to a dark.
Yeah, let's tell stories. That'd be good. I bet we could figure something else out, though. No, but telling stories would be good. The most embarrassing stories about each one that aren't, you know. When will they all be here? That'd be great. I'd like that. That'd be fun, yeah. Make Pete and Pete. I know, but let's have Pete and Harry put the tent up.
Bad idea.
Hebrews 10. There's a Ronnie. What?
Did you catch the little thing in the newsletter?
What?
No. It's floated in just as Ollie was making his Mother's Day sermon, parentheses, he's again it.
Yeah.
That was very funny.
No, it wasn't. Oh. Now, Wade, on the other hand.
Hebrews 1?
10. Well, and this is in verse in chapter 9:24. For Christ has not entered into the holy place made with hands, which are the figures or the patterns of the true, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us, or not yet that he should offer himself often, as the high priest entereth into the holy place every year with the blood of others. For then must he often have suffered since the foundation of the world. But now once, in the end of the world, hath he appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. I mean, you can't ignore that it says he's entered once in the end of the world, and we don't see it. We don't see it because the evil one has deceived the entire world. And it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. Now, we just read the other day in 2 Corinthians that the love of Christ constraineth us, for we thus judge it. If one died for all, then we're all dead. You understand that? Let's look. Just make sure you... go to 2 Corinthians, chapter 4. Chapter 5, I mean. Verse 13, for whether we be beside ourselves, which means crazy, and from God's perspective, crazy is anybody who has themselves as the subject of their sentence, anybody who is concerned with himself in any way, that's defined as insane. If we be beside ourselves, it is to God, okay? This famous story of the pastor in the Soviet Union that was in prison for preaching. I don't want to remember if it was he was the one or not, but one guy, he couldn't get rid of the lust that he was thinking. He was even, you know, he started thinking about everybody. And he castrated himself. He nailed his testicles to the... board and then jerked himself away. He castrated himself the same as Origen did because he couldn't deal with lust. if we are beside ourselves, it is to God. Finally, the other one said, I may be crazy, but I'm God's crazy. So it took the subject away from himself. I may be in pain, but I'm God's in pain. I may be whatever, but I'm God's in pain. And that takes the subject away from you being the subject of the sentence. For whether we be beside ourselves, it is to God, or whether we be sober meaning sane or godly or right thinking, it is for another person's purpose. It's not for themselves. For the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge, that if one died for all, then we're all dead. The human race died on the cross. Paul says clearly in all these scriptures that Jesus Christ was the last Adam. If he was the last Adam or the member of the human race, then who are you? Adam was the first Adam, and Jesus Christ was the last Adam. Are you starting to see you may have been walking in deception your whole life, trying to reinvent yourself every other day, trying to protect, and you're playing the wrong game? What? Something's going on over here. Is it you? Yeah. What's going on?
I don't know what you're talking about. Nothing's going on.
You don't know that you don't realize it, that Jesus Christ was the last member of the human race.
I'm totally with you on that. I'm talking about this thing that's going on. Oh, well, that
is. It's, okay. Well, okay.
So what are
it's in Harry. You are either the bride or the whore. There's no other thing left. You are part of the bride or part of the whore. The whore is the one who continues on in self-seeking. Dancing around tiptoeing through the laws, as John says. Trying to get it right, trying to satisfy people, trying to make people, trying to understand, trying to do everything right, trying not to offend anybody, trying to be polite. And it's a stench in the nostrils of God.
Laid ourselves with heavy clay. We got off into a thing about the golem, the idea of taking a piece of this and a piece of that, trying to make a suit to wear to hide.
And that he died for all, and again the word for is hooper, it could easily be said instead of, that he didn't die for you, he died instead of you. If it's because of the English language again.
So why didn't they choose the word instead of when they were translating?
Because the word for then meant the same thing as instead of at the time of the King James Version. But it's still, the King James, even in spite of a few things like that, the King James is still by far the most accurate translation. Wherefore, henceforth, know we no man after the flesh. Because all flesh is the same. We know no man or woman after the flesh. That means we don't make judgments about somebody because of what they appear or how they act or what they do. We know no man after the flesh. Yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth know we him no more. We knew him after the flesh when it was we believed in him. And so it was Jesus and me going on this little trek. But once you see the fullness of the cross, then you know that then the rest of this. Yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth know we him no more. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. That doesn't mean you get better. It means that all things have become new because you are a new creation born not of the will of God or the will of man or the decision of the flesh, but by the will of God. If you're not, then all this will not make any sense to you anyway. And all things are of God. Well, that's all things are of God, except those things that I don't like, or except if somebody does something to me that I don't like, or except this. No, it says all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation. So, go back to Hebrews 10 now. I didn't make this stuff up. So Christ was, in verse 28 of chapter 9, so Christ was offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. So therefore, that's where we get the second coming. He's going to come down, and he's going to set, he's going to go back to Jerusalem, and he's going to make all the blah, 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 blah. And that's called the Corinthian heresy. If you think Christ is going to physically appear and walk the earth again in a form that you could recognize, as I've said before, there is absolutely no way he could prove that he was the Christ except by doing tricks. That's why the genealogical tables were kept so minutely by the Jews. And that's why the genealogical tables are so complete in the Gospel of Matthew, so that you can see that he had to be of the seed of Abraham through Judah, and so that the prophecies which fulfilled all of the types would be complete. Oh, let's go over here, and we'll go over to this place, and there we'll get anointed. The word, what it says, the word anointed is just Jesus' last name. We'll go over here and get some Christ, and then we'll go over here and get some Christ. And we'll go over here and get some deliverance, is also his last name. So we'll go over here and get delivered. You don't call, oh, we need to come to Trinity to get delivered. That's crap. We're nothing. We're nothing in God's eyes except what he sees in Christ. Now listen carefully to the next few verses, because this is why we understand Pentecost and why we celebrate it. For the law, having a shadow or a pattern or a form or a parable of good things to come, and not the very image of the thing, can never with those sacrifices which they offered year by year continually make the comers thereunto perfect. For then would they not have ceased to be offered, because the worshippers once purged should have had no more conscience of sins. Do you understand that? But for most of you, you continue, you have a thousand different things that you do to redeem yourself. And you think if you justify yourself, you're going to redeem yourself. Or if you think you do something right, you're going to redeem yourself. Or if you think you get something done, you're going to redeem yourself. Or if you think you act in a certain way, you're going to redeem yourself. And so what you're saying is his offering wasn't enough. Do you understand that? Oh, if only. Oh, if only. Oh, what if? Oh, what if? You just like anybody, everybody else. You're running around waiting for something to happen. You don't live, you're waiting to live. You're not, you don't be, you're waiting to be or trying to be. But in those sacrifices, there is a remembrance made again made of sins every year. For it is not possible that the blood of bulls and of goats should take away sins. Then why were they given? They were given according to the pattern showed on the mount. The pattern of what? The pattern of how to go over there again and rebuild the temple and make some more sacrifices? No. The pattern of Jesus Christ in all his intimacy. The sacrifices were there to show you, and if you study them, you will see that every possible human condition was covered by the sacrifices and the offerings. Oh no, but that's all over there, but now I've got to do this and this and this. A little feeling that maybe that you... What?
I just heard what Paul said there. And then for him to say that in the time and place that he lived, that society is the worst thing he possibly could have said.
That's one thing.
Total heresy.
This was written some approximately 30 years. That's not true. Written about at least, it was a number of years before the sacrificial system ended in AD 70. And so they were still going and making the offerings and doing all the stuff. And saying, well, we've got to do this and I've got to do that. And Paul saying, no, it's all gone. That was just a picture. That was a parable to show you the mystery of Christ. For it is not possible that the blood of bulls and of goats should take away sins. Wherefore, when he cometh into the world, he saith, sacrifice and offering thou wouldest not, but a body hast thou prepared me. In burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin thou hast no pleasure. Then said I, lo, I come. In the volume of the book it is written of me. What it says, it says, in the volume of the book, it is written only of me. When he said, the law, all the law and the prophets prophesied until John the Baptist. When he took him after his resurrection, he showed him in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. When he said, you search the scriptures, for in them you think you find principles of eternal life, but they testify only of me, and you won't come to me. And we could go on and so, on and on and on.
So this coupled with the other thing he said about present your bodies a living sacrifice, Paul is saying that Jesus Christ in me is saying, a body thou hast prepared for me.
It's only Christ. That's why you can never, ever, ever ascribe too much to him. Because he finished it all. Think of what it says about him. Of this one whom we have dealings with, the one who is our life, the one of which for me to live is Christ, to die is gain. The one who said, whatsoever is gained to me is lost to Christ. Think. He said, the universe was created by him and for him. By him it consists. You can't. Oh no, but I got to be in here because I got to do this and that and my thoughts are God's thoughts, and then I can think up stuff and say God said it to me. And that's why you search the scriptures, daily to see whether these things be true. I don't care whether you believe me or not. But I care that you understand, first of all, what are the scriptures. The only thing that that Jesus or Paul or James or Peter or John considered scripture was the first, the Torah, the first five books. Everything else was given because of rebellion, including the New Testament. And when he said, above, when he said, sacrifice and offering and burnt offerings and offering for sin thou wouldest not, neither had pleasure therein, which are offered by the law, then said he, lo, I come to do thy will. O God, he taketh away the first that he may establish the second. Or he taketh away the type that he may once and for all time reveal the finished. That's what that Melito of Sardi is all about. That the Israel itself was a parable. The temple was a parable. The law, the offerings were a parable. The feasts were a parable of this mystery. The mystery of Christ in you, the hope of glory. But it costs you your life. That's why I make fun of your self-seeking and your self-realization and the I wants and your good ideas and your feelings of responsibility, because it's a stench in the nostrils of God. By the which will we are sanctified, through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once and for all. And every priest standeth daily ministering and offering oftentimes the same sacrifices which can never take away sin. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down at the right hand of God, from henceforth expecting till his enemies be made his footstool. For by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified, and who is sanctified? All, if they believe. Verse 10 says, by the which will we are sanctified. And then verse 14, for by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. So you're either perfected forever or your job is impossible. You either forget yourself or you got more. You might as well just go off and do all your crap. Whereof the Holy Ghost also is a witness to us. For after that he had said before, this is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my law into their hearts, and in their minds will I write them, and their sins and iniquity will I remember no more. The law and everything is Christ. That's why it's Christ in us, the only hope of glory. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he hath consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh. Now, again, we've entered the Holy of Holies by there's one way and then there's another way, by the only way, because now the Holy of Holies isn't physical anymore. You enter the Holy of Holies only by through the veil, that is to say, his flesh. That's why you bear about in the body the dying of the Lord, because this, the word flesh here is the, it means raw, newly slain. And if you don't stay in there, you have to crucify him afresh to get back in. Is this at all hitting anybody? Am I just talking Greek? Can you see how your all your thoughts and plans and schemes and they're just the evidence that you've left the mercy seat. And why have you left the mercy seat? Because the one who was slain from the deadly head wound, you've resurrected by giving it breath. Let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith. Draw near to what? Draw near to that mercy seat under the wings of the cherubim, the oracle of God, the thing that's possible because of the feast that we're about to celebrate. Let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience, and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. I don't have anything else to say. I don't care whether you believe it. That's between you and God.
Oh, but you hurt my feelings, Holy. You're not enhancing my self-esteem.
Go put some more makeup on the dead body. Either that, or let us be glad. For this is the day that the Lord hath made. If you're going to go moping around in your vomit and mire, continue. You might even find every once in a while you might find a pearl.
Tomorrow is the day I've made him. I'm glad
I did it. Yeah, today's the day God has made. Tomorrow is the day I went to work.
That's good.
Anyway, continually, we make our boundaries smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller until soon we can prove anything to ourselves. Understand that? What?
I understand.
Why are you smiling? Could you understand?
I'm smiling because today's the day that the Lord has made. We'll rejoice and be glad in it. Absolutely. Wouldn't change a thing.
You can't be any better than this. John?
I was thinking as you get older, I think you get louder.
This from our this is the takeaway from our senior elder.
I was thinking, what is faux chili?
What is what?
Faux chili.
We have a lot of faux stuff here. It's for the vegetarians.
Faux
is
faux. It's for the space brothers.
We have faux tofu here pretty soon.
Which is made with meat.
Yeah.
It's made out of chicken.
It tastes just like chicken.
Little cubes.
The other white meat.
You know what really upsets me? Is when somebody cuts up tofu and puts it in there, and it looks like, and it looks like feta cheese. No, no, no! You can't believe what it did to my mouth.
Should it be properly
labeled? Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
It's like when this one, the Wicked Witch of the Lair, she put that peanut butter on a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Well, it's Pete. It was Pete's long before it was Bojo's.
You mean the unnatural?
No, what I did was I grabbed the knife out of the natural, stuck it into the unnatural, split it on the sandwich, and sent it right out the door.
Yeah, well, that's not kosher.
And I didn't
only just went berserk.
And in what 2 seconds you heard about it?
Actually, he was pretty cool about it.
You're not running a kosher kitchen.
He goes, "Did you give me the natural?"
This is also why we don't stream the audio.
Really?
And then the dog on me, I had the knife.
I don't care. But I want you to start streaming it anyway. I want him to really get upset. All right, if it makes it easier for you, sir. Take a big guy.
Yeah, if it makes it harder.
Why don't we just stream everything in here 24 hours a day?
The Lair Cam.
We'll put a camera in the bathroom.